WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Washington, D.C. moved in overnight to clear a protest encampment at George Washington University.
It was like a relatively chaotic scene.
These demonstrations continue on college campuses. ABC News, meanwhile, has learned the U.S. suspended weapons shipments to Israel last week. Israel's begun its military action in the city of Rafah, but ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House says
this also comes as the White House continues to express optimism that a ceasefire deal here is still achievable and is possible. All of this is going to be top of mind here in Washington today as the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff face questions up on Capitol Hill.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more testimony from adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who described meeting Trump in 2006 and their encounter. Judge denied a defense motion for a mistrial, and cleanups underway in Portage, Michigan, where a reported tornado moved through. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two Portage men were arrested on Friday after one of them allegedly punched a woman and threw her off a porch. According to the Portage Police Department, officers responded Friday night to the 1000 block of McFarland Road in the city of Portage on reports of a woman who was assaulted. According to police, the man who assaulted the woman was found inside a downtown bar. He ran away while police tried to talk with him. He was eventually taken into custody and placed into the Columbia County Jail. As police investigated the suspect, they learned he was a convicted felon and was reported to be in possession of a firearm. Officers executed two separate search warrants at the suspect's residence, where they found multiple things, including a short barrel firearm, as well as drug paraphernalia. A second person was taken into custody during the execution of the search warrants. A 28-year-old Portage man is facing many charges, including battery and felon in possession of a firearm. A 24-year-old Portage man is facing many charges, including possession of a short barrel rifle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Wednesday is off to a great start. We're halfway through another work week, and at this point, we're just starting to look forward to another weekend. Big one, too. Mother's Day weekend and Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo on Saturday. It's the cars you might think on Max FM.
Sun fell down. You kept it going. 99.7 Max FM.
Don't dream it's over. There is Crowded House. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 13 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
Doing great, Maddie. Does it seem like the week is flying by? It really seems to be going fast.
It's going a little quick. I don't know. We've had a couple of late nights. We had another taekwondo night last night, so we'll have another one at some point this week. I don't know if that'll be tonight, tomorrow night, maybe both, because Dexter obviously trying to get back into the swing of taekwondo, and if he wasn't hurting too badly from his burnout kicks last night, which sounds as awful as it was, I think it truly really was, as he was describing it to me, we'll probably be in Madison again this evening. I've been doing a lot of driving, including in some of that awful weather last night, because it was pretty awful. You know, yesterday was just a weird day. It would rain and then the sun would come out, and then obviously we had a few severe thunderstorm warnings in the area, which I was driving right through at the time we were getting ready to come home.
That's always fun, isn't it?
Oh my my gosh. So I texted Corey because I had a couple errands to run while he was in class. And I'm looking at the sky. I mean, we've done this weather thing for quite some time now. And I'm watching things try to rotate. I'm watching some of the clouds being sucked into where it's trying to rotate. That's called inflow. And I was like, it's a little cool. So I don't think we're going to get anything like too awful. But this is, I mean, it's getting darker and darker and darker. So I texted him. He doesn't answer his texts, of course. I call him. He goes straight to voicemail. So I wait a couple of minutes. I mean, at this point, mind you, if it would have been more serious, I could have been dead. But, you know, he's busy building a studio in Racine. So never mind what's happening to us. So finally, I try again. And I'm like, and he answers. And I said, look at the photo I just sent you. His exact words were, ooh, that looks interesting. Yeah, could you tell me exactly what's going on? You've got all the fancy dancy radars there. Could you let me know? He's like, oh, he goes, where are you? And I said, going back over to pick up Dexter. Now, mind you, we're just over on the outskirts of Middleton. And he goes, oh, he goes, yeah, I would pick him up and get out of there as soon as you can. There's a severe thunderstorm warning, and it looks like it could drop some quarter-size hail, if not bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, if you would have answered me about 5 minutes ago, we'd well be on our way down the road already. But that's all right. No big deal. So I go in and I get Dexter. From the time he came out of the bathrooms changing clothes from his taekwondo uniform into his street stuff, the wind had picked up. And I mean, when we say picked up, it was gusting, like to the point where you couldn't even open doors, like the big glass ones on front of the taekwondo gym and all of that. The car doors were having a hard time where you have to kind of brace yourself and pull kind of thing. And the rain, it just let open. And as we were driving, of course, you know, here driving through some pretty torrential rain, hard to see, Dexter goes, I'm sure glad that my parents are smart about this kind of stuff, because people are passing us. You know, they're like in their little teeny tiny Mini Coopers and their Teslas, and I'm watching them swerve all over the road in this rain, and we've got a four-wheel drive, and I'm just like, no, we're going to back down a little bit. We're going to stay right behind this car that's in front of us, because it was doing about 35, 40. Of course, watching the white lines, windshield wipers going as fast as they can, and Dexter's asking me questions because he's going to be driving soon. So what do you do in a case like this? Do you have to turn hazards on? Is it better to pull over? I said, it's really at your own comfort level, dude. I said, this is far not the worst thing I've ever driven through. So I said, we're going to keep going until I feel like we can't, or if we can't. We eventually drove right out of it, but it was pretty interesting there for a while. And then, of course, as we headed back this direction, we got to see some more really cool cloud formations, and you could see where the two different systems basically met. There was a huge dividing line as we were driving, and it was kind of crazy to watch Mother Nature do her thing and to see how weather actually works, because you could literally see where one system ended and another started. It was just that blunt in the atmosphere yesterday. So it was kind of a science experiment on the go as well.
Yeah. And of course, this is the time of year where the severe storm chasers get all riled up and excited about this kind of
weather. Well, and they've had a couple of really pretty action-packed weeks. I mean, between everything that happened down in the Omaha area last Friday, and then, of course, Sulphur, Oklahoma over the weekend, and then Kalamazoo, Michigan yesterday. That is, they're going to be doing some cleanup. And Corey's one aunt actually lives in Kalamazoo. So we were kind of sweating it out until we were actually able to get a hold of her at one point. Now, Corey's cousin, her son, actually lives about a mile from that FedEx facility that was destroyed yesterday. Yeah. So he was with mom and dad. He was safe. I mean, Jared's in his, you know, late 20s, early 30s. So he was safe, but they were all kind of hunkered down together with his two dogs. But yeah, he was kind of sweating it out because he has a little one bedroom, one bath house over in that vicinity that he bought a few years ago after working for a while, and bought it outright, you know, kind of his pride and joy, fenced in yard for the two pit bull mixes, and loves it over in his area. And so he was sweating it kind of out, but he doesn't have a basement. So he went over to mom and dad's yesterday in the middle of all of it. Then he works at a resort part-time. He does some water ski instruction, some snowboarding instruction, depending on the season. And then he also works at a really cool hobby shop in Kalamazoo. Obviously, the resort was kind of in that same vicinity. They're going to be closed for a few days because of tree branches and all of that. The hobby shop, they don't know when they're going to open because they lost complete power and blew out their windows yesterday as well. So that was just kind of our on the boots on the ground report that we were getting from actual family. And we did have a couple chasers up there as well. So yeah, you never want to take this stuff lightly. You got to always be a little weather aware, especially this time of year. And as we were coming in, as we were going out of Taekwondo yesterday, there were some families coming in for the next classes who just kind of got caught in that rain, you know, and the severe thunderstorm. And we're walking out and they're like, oh, I don't think you want to leave right now. Dexter yeah. looked at me and he goes, how you feeling? I said, we got this.
Yeah, no problem. So now, did the dog stay home while you made the road trip to Madison then?
Aspie stayed home yesterday. Yeah, she was safe
How
and sound in her kennel.
How does she do with storms?
She's fine. Doesn't even bother. Nope, not even a peep out of her. If there's a big rumble of thunder, she might poke her head up and kind of look around, thinking there's probably somebody at the door until she realizes it's not. And then she just lays right back down. She always has a radio on when we're gone. And then there's always lights on we know it's going to get dark. She was safe and sound. The house was closed up other than a couple of windows. So she was getting some fresh breeze coming through by the time we got back and all of that. And she was just as snug as a little bug when we left yesterday. She's good. Now, what about Theo and Sunset, though? When storms roll through, how do they handle things?
Yeah, every time there was any thunder rumbles or lightning or anything like that, they both react to it. Theo basically is pretty good, but Sunset, she's a scaredy cat. She goes and hides.
She's timid. She's a timid girl, and you can't blame her. It's a scary sound. I mean, there are times when we even, are like, whoa, that was close, or, ooh, you could feel the house shake on that one.
Well, she's spooked really by her own shadow, so
That's okay. I mean, we all have our quirks in life. It's fine. I mean, those shadows can be kind of scary. I understand.
That's
they
true.
Sneak up on you. You never know when they're going to come at you. That's for sure. Yeah. What you're saying, though, is she would not make a good groundhog impersonator or fill-in, what you're saying on Groundhog.
not for little Miss Sunset.
Oh, poor girl, though. That's got to be rough, though. I mean, we've always been very fortunate throughout the course of the 21 years that we've been married and the dogs that have come and gone. We've never had any that were really scared of storms. So we've always been very fortunate that they do pretty well. We had one that he had a lot of separation anxiety. He had been in a hoarding situation that we rescued. He would get a little panty, but he would eventually relax as long as he could be tight to his people. But other than that, the rest of our dogs have always been really, really great about weather. So, which is good because sometimes they storm chase with us if it's impromptu. So they kind of have to be good about the weather. We've had dogs in cars with us on an impromptu storm chase. So it's happened. So they've got to be able to kind of roll with the punches and not getting car sick in those instances. That's a good one too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 4th of July is the worst with the fireworks.
Yeah.
That's when the dogs really go crazy. Yeah.
That's hard on a lot of pets. That's also hard on a lot of people. I don't know. I know a lot of people love fireworks and they are really spectacular and awesome to see, but you also have to remember the people and the pets who can't handle them quite as well either. And then you get a lot of veterans who have PTSD and you hear the banging and the booms and that kind of can set some stuff off for them. And so while you're trying to enjoy all of that stuff, we got to remember it's also affecting other people as well. But we were not affected by the rain yesterday. I know everybody at the Taekwondo school wanted us to stay put. And I'm like, no. I got this. I'll pull over if it gets too bad. I'm not saying I'm superwoman, but this is by far not the worst thing I've ever driven through.
Generally speaking, I mean, you can kind of tell, right? You make a go for it or you decide, no, I'm going to stay put. But sometimes you get out there and it's a lot worse than you had anticipated.
It was getting a little dicey. There were a couple times when I was like, all right, let's just see what happens here, and I was making sure I had plenty of room between me and the car in front of us so that if I had to quick pull over into the shoulder, I could do so. So I was gauging it pretty quickly. And then when I saw the little cars, kind of slip sliding around because they were really hydroplaning.
Hydroplaning,
because there was a whole lot of rain coming down really, really really fast. I was like, all right, let's just creep along here. And if it gets any worse, we'll see what happens. But luckily we started driving out of it and it started letting up. Now, what I really felt bad for is if you've made that stretch down the highway between Sauk Prairie and Madison, they have that amazing trail where you can bike, you can walk.
Oh, yeah.
There were people stuck out on that in that heavy, heavy rain because apparently they were, you know, in the middle of their walk, their run, walking the dogs. They didn't anticipate it. They were pretty wet. They were a little soaked. In fact, Dexter was like, ooh, yikes.
Soggy.
That's always a good feeling when the underwear are wet, you know, and they're sopping up the water. Oh, I hate that feeling. But no, it was interesting. That's for sure. At least this morning, we're starting out with a great morning. My goodness, it is beautiful out there. Now, we do have another chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms today, though, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. I do want to talk about MaxFMBigDeals.com here really quickly, Finn, because, you know, on Monday, we had a great big Mother's Day sale over there. 15% off by just entering the word mom. That was 15% off your total purchase. Well, that was so popular that it's actually been extended throughout this week. So if you're still looking to get some really great deals, do some shopping, MaxFMBigDeals.com. And we're talking an extra 15% off the prices that are already over there. So, you know, we always say, like, some cases 50% off. Now we're talking in some cases up to 75% off, nice, which is absolutely crazy. So here's an example of some of the things you're going to find. You know, maybe you want to treat mom to a nice meal out, which would be really great to do considering Mother's Day. Hello on Sunday. You can go over and get a certificate to the Relish Tray Bistro and Catering. A lot of homemade, really great food options. That's a $25 certificate. That's only going to cost you $20 when you're at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, if mom happens to be somebody who loves the adult beverages in life, you might want to think of the Mead King down in Rock Springs. This is it's a little bit like a cider type thing, right? They use a lot of homegrown and locally grown and processed goods in their meads. Absolutely delicious. In fact, sometimes you forget that you're drinking wine and you're not just drinking juice. So be careful when you go to the Mead King. This is a $20 certificate for you to head over there and check out some of their amazing flavors. That's only going to cost you $14 when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. And then, of course, you know, maybe you want to let mom pamper herself a little bit. You can do that over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We've got, you know, some different salon services over there. We've got foot detoxes over there. We've got hair extension options over there. So really a lot of things that you can either, you know, treat yourself with or mom, because let's face it, mom, maybe you just want to treat yourself this Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just got to take matters into your own hands, Finn. I understand that. So MaxFMBigDeals.com if you'd like to check out any of those amazing certificates. And remember, 15% off your total purchase price just by entering the word mom when you go to check out. So you're going to be saving even more. Really, everything you're looking for is going to be over there. So do a little online shopping on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
Now, Speaking of, what's on the docket for you on Mother's Day?
Oh, probably more laundry and then shipping my husband up to Park Falls is probably exactly how that's going to go down. He'll be home sometime. Believe it or not, everybody, Corey Hartman has already been up for about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Man. Right? Everybody's stunned.
Early starts. Wow.
Everybody's stunned when I say this. We know that he is not as early of a riser as I am. Over in the Racine area in one of Civic's markets, they launched a new studio today. They're regenerating and basically revamping an old format, going back to their roots over there at their Heritage Station. So it's really, really exciting stuff. And of course, my husband being the engineering guru that he is, he was like, oh no, I'm not leaving them alone. I'm getting up to make sure that they know what's going on. Everything's working properly. So he's kind of just there as a, ooh, what do we do with this kind of thing? So he's over there hanging out, drinking his coffee, went and got everybody some donuts this morning because that's the kind of guy he is. Mostly it was probably for him, but he was like, well, as long as I'm here, I'll buy them for everybody else as well. But so a lot happening over in Racine, but more studios to build. This was only one of the four that they're building. So he's still got some more work to do. He'll come home late Friday night. Saturday, hopefully we'll get to go do something because the weather looks amazing. And then there'll also be some laundry so I can essentially repack him and get him ready to go, and then he'll probably take off for Park Falls at some point on Sunday afternoon. So nothing too exciting. It's just me and the kid and the dog. That's, I mean, we're becoming like our own little Three Musketeers band at this point, because it's just the three of us most of the time, unfortunately. Now, taking a look at this forecast, because this morning it is, like I mentioned, absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sun, 73 for a high today. We do have a chance for some thunderstorms mid to late this afternoon. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again tonight, down to 48. And then tomorrow we're going to start the day with some clouds, maybe some sprinkles, not the donut kind. We're talking more rain kind. And then we're going to clear things out by the afternoon with a high tomorrow of 60. Right now it is 49.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream, or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Maximum music, Max FM.
It's 7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. The Fine Young Cannibals now. She Drives Me Crazy on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. And Finn, I got a message over on my Facebook page this morning from Mike. He was asking about if yesterday wasn't that big of a deal of weather for me to drive in, what's the worst that I've ever been in, whether I've been with Corey on a storm chase or whether I've been by myself? That's a super easy question for me to answor, by the way. So this took place, oh gosh, I don't even know how many years ago it was now. The boys were really little, and little enough that, you know, they would sleep in their car seats in the back seat of the car and watch movies on their little DVD player. And my husband had a meeting down in Kansas City. Now, the boys were little. I was a stay-at-home mom. So he's like, why don't we take the family van? This is over Father's Day weekend, mind you. And the meeting was Monday morning. And he said, let's just head down to Kansas. We'll do some fun stuff. We'll road trip a little bit. Family dog with us, all of that good stuff, right? So we get down to the area, and there happens to be a massive tornado outbreak that day. Which my husband, oh, he was so excited. He was just so excited to be already in Kansas because he had a meeting, and the fact that there was a tornado outbreak. And he looks at me and he goes, why don't you guys just hop in the car? He goes, we'll stay far. He goes, I think the parameters are going to keep it from really doing anything too drastic. He said, I don't foresee us seeing any really tornado activity, but he said, we might get some cool photos and things like that, some cool lightning video. Sure. All right. The boys were always game to be in the car, especially if they got to go with dad to look at weather. You know, it's when they were little and didn't realize that, you know, it was a lot of sitting and waiting is essentially what storm chasing is. So they were down. We load up the dog. We make sure we have lots of CDs, you know, all ready to roll because we knew we were going to be eating out late and doing all this good stuff. And so we get in the car, and it turns out that there was one tornado that came down that day. We ended up being about a county away from it. What we ended up having that day, though, was sheets and sheets and sheets of rain and wind. Now, we had a minivan at the time, an old Pontiac Montana minivan. Budgets were tight back in the day when I was a stay-at-home mom, Finn. And the windshield wipers decided they were going to just break and not work on that particular day.
Ouch.
So, right? So, here's how we got through the storm in these sheets and sheets of rain. Like, it was so bad, you could literally see the curtains of rain come down. It was insanity. So, Corey had his head stuck out his driver's side window, and I was watching the road out of my window, and I'd be like, no, more over to your left. No, back over to the right. You're getting too close to the middle. No. That's how we got through this. Now, we're on the back roads in Kansas. Have you ever been on a back road in Kansas?
Can't say I have, no.
They're fun. They're kind of neat. Some of them are like driving on the highway. Others, it's more like a cattle passage than a dirt road, right? So there, our GPS tells us this road is supposed to go through. Turns out, speaking of cattle, one particular farmer had been moving cattle and he barbed wired off the fence so the cattle couldn't get through. We thought the road went through. We drove right through the barbed wire.
Oh,
now, when we drive through the barbed wire, of course, it takes us kind of wonky in the van, and we ended up in a ditch. It was a drainage ditch, and now it's raining sheets, sheets and sheets and sheets. Now, mind you, we can't go back through the barbed wire because we didn't actually break it. What it did is came up over the front of the van, scraped up the windshield, went over the top of the van, and came back down. We didn't actually break it. So we had no way of getting back out. So we had to put out a Mayday call to our chasers, and one of them had to come rescue us and clip the barbed wire on the road that was supposed to go through but wasn't because they were moving cattle. That was probably the worst rain I've ever, ever, ever been in, because you literally could not see even where the road was in front of you.
Yeah.
You could actually see the rain curtains come around us, and it was some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. So yesterday, no, it was not a big deal.
No Smokey and the Bandit yesterday.
No. But that was the worst rain I've ever been in, when you can actually see it, like it's a curtain being pulled. And then as you drive a little further, you see another curtain being pulled. That was bad. And it was kind of doing a circulation thing, because remember, there had been tornadoes in the area. So it definitely had some of that potential for tornadoes in the air. But we were safe that way. And by no means did my husband anticipate to take the family vehicle and the kids into that those kinds of conditions. He actually jogged to try to go around it, and it ended up being a massive storm where, you know, you have like two or three that combine into like just this big sludge of a mess. And that's essentially what we ended up in. And everybody was fine. Everybody was safe and sound. The kids napped through the whole thing. The dog was tucked up with Dexter. Nobody even knew what was going on. And in fact, when they woke up, we were just at a restaurant. They had no idea any of this had even happened.
That's crazy.
And so they were little enough to like sleep through those things. Now they would think that that was called an adventure with Dad. But right. At the time, you know, they were watching, I believe it or not, I think it was Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, I think is what was on their DVD player. Right, exactly. Well, Corey likes a good theme every now and then, so right. I'm sure that was probably by design. But no worse the wear. They had no idea any of that happened until, you know, a couple years later when we relayed all the details to them. And we knew we were probably okay. We just didn't want to stay in the drainage ditch for very long because we had no idea at that point how fast the system was going to move. So we wanted to get out as quickly as absolutely possible.
But, understandable. Yeah.
That was the worst. But thank you for the text and thank you for the question this morning, Mike. I do appreciate it. Hey, I want to talk about something that doesn't relate to weather here. Maybe it does a little bit because I don't know where you would grow something like this. So if you are buying this particular item, Finn, you officially have way too much money, or you're just really bad at budgeting. I'm not really sure which. But have you seen the latest trend online? It's a $400 pineapple. A $400 pineapple. This is insane.
And so why is it
$400? Del Monte. Yeah, it's a special pineapple. I didn't know there were special pineapples, but this one is very special. Del Monte, which of course we all know is the fruit company, right? They originally unveiled this in late January, and at the time it was only available in China. Now you can get these in the United States. They're called Ruby Glow Pineapples, and the only remarkable thing really about them is they're slightly red on the outside. Otherwise, they look just like a regular pineapple. It's kind of insane. You can look at photos of them if you do a quick Google search. They describe the inside as bright yellow, and they say it has a sweet flavor, so pretty much like a regular pineapple.
Okay. Yeah.
Even Del Monte describes the taste as similar to their normal ones. Now, pineapple snobs, okay, if you exist, you need a new hobby. You might need a new hobby if that's your hobby.
Yeah.
They might argue that this is not normal. It's a new hybrid that's supposed to be sweeter and slightly less bitter because apparently normal pineapple is bitter. The real reason that they're so expensive is they're only selling 5,000 of them this year and just 3,000 next year. So this is basically a scarcity thing. They might even be eventually cheaper, who knows, but the one place where you can buy them on online right now is a produce site called melissas.com. They're selling for $396 plus shipping.
Bargain.
I know, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, just a reminder, a normal pineapple runs you about $3 at the grocery store, mm-hmm. so purchase wisely, people.
I guess if you really, really like pineapple and you have $400 to spare, there you go.
I guess you go for it and you let us know what that Ruby Glow tastes like. But it literally looks like a regular pineapple with some red on the outside. The inside is really yellow, which if you get a really good ripe pineapple, so are they. So I don't know. But, you know, there's people who are clamoring.
You know that if you have the $400 to just throw away and buy this particular kind of pineapple, you know that if you tasted it, are you a pineapple fan?
I love pineapple. Okay. I think it's delicious.
If you tasted it, you would just be like, meh.
Well, it's a little sweet. Yeah. Ooh, that tastes kind of good. You know, that would probably be my reaction to it because otherwise it's a regular pineapple. But they're blowing up online. So be one of the only 5,000 who's apparently going to get your hands on a Ruby Glow pineapple. I just like the name. It sounds like it should be like a cartoon character, a Ruby Glow, right?
Glow.
Like maybe like from the Care Bears or I think of like all of the little dolls I used to play with when I was little. I can't remember what her name was now, but was it Starbright or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I'll have to remember.
You know, she
had like a little star under her cheek or something. I'd have to look it up to know the real name. I didn't have one, but she wasn't. I couldn't really cut her hair. She didn't really feel like the G.I. Joe type, quite honestly. So she wasn't my doll collection. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I feel like. It should be, you know, it's got a good name, superhero or something kind of thing. But anyway,
Ruby Glow.
Check out the Ruby Glow pineapples if you're so inclined to spend $400, and then let me know how much different than a real cheap pineapple they really taste. I'm going to guess it's not too much.
We'll save our money. Let somebody else do it.
Yeah. Just a guess. Yeah. Rainbow Bright. Thank you, Brigida. Thank you. I knew our listeners would help me out this morning. Yes, Rainbow Bright was the name of that doll. I appreciate that. Again, she wasn't my collection, but I did watch her cartoon, so it was escaping me this morning. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Lots of sunshine to start today with a high near 73, and then we have another chance for some rain tonight and into tomorrow morning, and then more clearing tomorrow afternoon. So it's going to be like a complete reverse today and tomorrow of how things are going to play out. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that weather in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gab Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an antique and collectible online only auction ending at 10 a.m. It's a very large auction with lots of signs, oil and gas memorabilia, and many other antique related items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com and ending today at 10 a.m. Tomorrow is the Dwayne McGowan Farm Retirement online only auction ending at 10 a.m. as well. This auction features a John Deere 4455 tractor with only 1,200 hours on it, as well as a full line of farm machinery. There is a preview at the farm today near Brooks from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. More information at gavinbros.com. Friday is a drop-off day for our May Farm Consignment Auction at our Reedsburg Auction Facility. We're accepting items from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., including farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Big Deals! Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and here's a reminder from a mom for you. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I love gift certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deal store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today, and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Find all the great deals online at MaxFMBigDeals.com and start saving.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Weather postponed a number of events around the area this past evening. There were a few that were able to get off. The Portage Warriors got a 17-1 win over Sauk Prairie in softball last night. Stoughton beat up on Portage Poinette in soccer, 8-0 the final there. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie soccer did start their game. Played most of the first half with Baraboo having the 1-0 lead. Then the match had to be ended as lightning was in the area. A few events happening on what's usually a pretty quiet Wednesday, but the boys golfers for Baraboo, Portage, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, and many other schools will be participating at an invite at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. That's going to get started right away this morning. Softball tonight for Baraboo is going to be at Sauk Prairie. 4 o'clock is the start time for it. It's going to be a continuation of the game that was suspended from late in April. Also, some rescheduled matchups for Reedsburg. Their baseball team is going to be at Portage tonight at 5. That was the game that was supposed to be played last night. And then softball for the Beavers is going to be going against Lodi at home. 5 o'clock is the start time for it. That one's being made up from late April. Also, for Sauk Prairie tonight, the boys tennis team will be hosting McFarland at 4. And lacrosse is going to welcome Verona area at 4:30. And then Portage, as mentioned, will be taking part in that golf invitational and then also hosting baseball action tonight against Reedsburg. The Brewers get a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to come back and get the win over the Kansas City Royals 6-5. Willy Adames was jawjacking with fans throughout the game, and then before his at-bat in the ninth inning, reports were he called his shot and said he's going to go yard, and that's exactly what he did with two runners on. Brewers trailed 5-3 at that moment. They were able to hold on in the ninth and get the victory. Moves the team to 21-14 for the season. Kansas City 21-16. Those two teams will wrap up the series today. 1:10 first pitch. It's going to be Joe Ross getting the go for the Crew. Brady Singer countering for the Royals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7.
7:50 right now. What a gorgeous start to your morning. Get out and enjoy that weather while you can. I mean, you heard Sean. We have another chance of rain this afternoon. Doesn't sound like anything like yesterday, though, which is good. I think we're full up on that kind of weather. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating or know someone who is, 355-9970. This morning with Rick Astley, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:53 right now. And Finn, we have to do a little celebrating today. I want to thank Brigitte again for texting in, by the way, to give me the name Rainbow Bright when I couldn't think of the name of the character from the 80s in the cartoon, and saving me from myself, essentially, is what she did this morning. So I very much appreciate it. I love it when our listeners do that, though, because sometimes it's right there. I mean, you've been there, right? It's
yeah,
right right there on the tip of your tongue. And you're like, you I can see it, and I can't think of the name of it. And then, of course, my brain and my mouth are working not together always, so things don't always go the way I want them to. We do have some celebrating we have to do, though, this morning with our birthday list. And, of course, if you are celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us, 355-9970. That is the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. Now, we have a good list of celebrity birthdays, so let's start right here at the top with Olivia Culpo. She is a model and former Miss Universe who's dated Nick Jonas, Tim Tebow, Ryan Lochte, and Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola. Okay. Now she's actually engaged to Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers, so I guess she's doing okay for herself. She was even on The Masked Singer as the UFO a few seasons ago. She is 32 years old today. Christina Cole, Dr. Paula Agard on Suits is celebrating her 42nd birthday. See, there's that tongue and that brain thing not working this morning together. Stephen Amell, who was Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow on the CW's Arrow, he is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Rick on the Vampire Diaries, actor Matthew Davis is 46 years old. He was also in the two spinoffs, The Originals and The Legacies. Enrique Iglesias, the son of Julio and the father of Anna Kournikova's twins, is celebrating his 49th birthday. Oh, you know we're going to pull out some Enrique this morning. We have his big hit with Pitbull. I like it. So we'll play that this morning. That's always like running through a wall. Whenever I hear that song, I don't know, it gives you a little burst of energy, and I think we could all use that midway through the week.
Right.
We also have Darren Hayes on the list. He was half of Savage Garden. He came out of the closet a few months after he divorced his wife in 1999. Of course, they had that big hit in 1997, the year I graduated from high school. It was everywhere, truly, madly, deeply. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday. So, yes, we will pull out the Savage Garden for any 90s fans this morning as well.
That was kind of the end of the boy band era, wasn't it?
I think so. I feel like their duo had a whole lot of complications, because the other half, I know he struggled with some mental illnesses. He had a lot of anxieties and, you know, basically had tried to commit suicide at one point in time. So it was just easier for him to concentrate on getting healthy than worry about the music side of things, which you got to respect a little bit, because obviously, I mean, people loved Savage Garden. They were huge. And I remember watching them for the first time on Rosie O'Donnell's talk show. Do you remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
She actually had started listening to them on a trip over to Europe, and she debuted them in the United States on her talk show. It was the first time that anybody in the U.S. had really ever heard of Savage Garden. And he will even talk, the other half of Savage Garden, not Darren Hayes, but his better half, will actually talk about how that was really too much for him at the time, and it really just started this spiral that he didn't know how to get out of, because it was much bigger by that point than he ever thought it was going to be. And it just sent him on a really bad trajectory. So, you know, you got to have respect from somebody who will walk away from the fame and the fortune and be like, no, I've got to take care of me before I can do any of this. So we'll pull out the Savage Garden this morning. I got a couple of their hits even on my Spotify playlist. I love some Savage Garden. Melissa Gilbert. Oh, I love her. Laura Ingalls Wilder. I know. I love Half Pint. She was, of course, on Little House on the Prairie. She grew up in Mary Timothy Busfield, a.k.a. Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds, and Elliot Weston on 30-something. They are still married, by the way. She is celebrating her 60th birthday today. Cool. I love Melissa Gilbert. She is just the best. Ronnie Lott, San Francisco 49ers legend, is celebrating his 65th birthday. A couple more artists that we're going to try to pull out this morning. We've got Alex Van Halen on the list. Now, originally he took guitar lessons and Eddie took the drum lessons. Then Alex tried Eddie's drums, realized he was better at them than his brother, and that changed the course of music history, quite honestly. Maybe that's a little overdramatic, but honestly, it changed the course of David Lee Roth's life, so who are we to parse words this morning? Alex Van Halen is celebrating his 71st birthday today, so of course, we'll also pull out some Van Halen. We're going to have to get to a lot of stuff this morning, because we also have Philip Bailey celebrating a birthday today as well. He has that amazing falsetto, and he is responsible for everything you've ever loved from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Their big hits, September, Boogie Wonderland, After the Love is Gone, Let's Groove, and then, of course, Philip Bailey Bailey, Phil Collins. They had that big hit together as well. Anyway, he is 73 years old. So we'll try to pull out something with Philip Bailey in there today as well. We're going to have to really get moving because we've got a lot to get to as far as music goes. Tony Tennille of Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, Muskrat Love. There is a song the world could have done without, but I do love Tony Tennille. 84 years old today for her. And then we also have David Attenborough on the list. He is the British naturalist who's responsible for all of the amazing nature documentaries on the Discovery Channel, like Planet Earth, Life, and Frozen Planet. Every time my son, my Dexter, emerges from his bedroom, I hear David Attenborough's voice in the background. Don't ask me why, but I feel like when a teenager comes out of their room from their den,
his way. Yeah.
That's what I feel like I should be doing. Like there's some narration happening right behind him. His brother was Richard Attenborough, the old guy from the original Jurassic Park, by the way. So just in case you're keeping tabs this morning. But yeah, I always hear David Attenborough's life. He is 98, by the way.